Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1. Canto 1, chapter 18, text number 42. Bhagavatam, non-different from Krishna.
Navaindra-bindra-dhivam parakyam. Sammatam arhasya yavipakva-budhe. Tejasa durvisha hinha gupta vindanti badhyanya kutho vaya praja
never. By, as a matter of fact, by any man. Nādadevam, unto a man God, parākyam, who is transcendental, samatum, place on equal footing, arhasi, by the prowess, avipakva, unripe or immature, buddhe, intelligence, yat, of whom, tejasa, by the prowess, durvishahinna, unsurpassable, guptaha, protected, vindanti, enjoys, bhajani, all prosperity, bhakutaha baya, completely defended, prajna, the subjects. Translation. Oh my boy, your intelligence is immature, and therefore you have no knowledge that the king, who is the best among human beings, is as good as the personality of Godhead. He is never to be placed on an equal footing with common men. The citizens of the state live in prosperity, being protected by his unsurpassable prowess. I'll read text 43 as well.
Lakshmanenaradevanamhi vatangapanavayam angaloka tadahi chora prachurha vinakshanti arakshamanha ivarutta vachanat.
My dear boy, the Lord who carries the wheel of a chariot is represented by the monarchical regime, and when this regime is abolished, the whole world becomes filled with thieves, who then at once vanquish the unprotected subjects like scattered lambs. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, the monarchical regime represents the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead. The king is said to be the representative of the Absolute Personality of Godhead because he is trained to acquire the qualities of God to protect the living beings. The Battle of Kurukshetra was planned by the Lord to re-establish the real representative of the Lord, Maharaj Yudhisthira. An ideal king, thoroughly trained by culture and devotional service with the martial spirit makes a perfect king. Such a person of monarchy is far better than the so-called democracy of no training and responsibility. The thieves and rogues of modern democracy seek election by misrepresentation of votes, and the successful rogues and thieves devour the mass of population. One trained monarch is far better than hundreds of useless ministerial rogues, and it is hinted herein that by abolition of a monarchical regime like that of Maharaj Bhrigat, the mass of people become open to many attacks of the age of Kali. They are never happy in an overly advertised form of democracy. The result of such a kingless administration is described in the following verses. When Srila Prabhupada was in Washington, D.C. in 1976, I think it was, some government officials came to see him, and he, you know, spoke about this, you know, topic that Krishna consciousness, rulership of the world, or having established in the Varnashram. He actually mentioned in that discussion with those leaders, leaders of the government in America, that one important item of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is to establish the Varnashram system, which is beneficial for good government and, for the mass of people in general. In that conversation, of course, towards the end of that, Srila Prabhupada pointed out, of course, that, although that is certainly one of the items of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, but he also pointed out that ISKCON is a transcendental movement, for those who want to act on the transcendental platform of being, fully surrendered to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So both things are there in the one conversation. So Washington, D.C. So, but anyway, here, just to summarize some important points that Srila Prabhupada made in that conversation, which relate to this verse. Here is describing that according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, for ISKCON, we support a monarchical regime. Srila Prabhupada was quite often scathing in his comments on democracy. The difficulty with democracy is that, if you have a society of corrupt people and rascals, rascals means that, Prabhupada described the two types of rascals. There's the innocent rascal, and there's the blatant, determined rascal. He described innocent people as basically rascals as well, because, they're just in ignorance doing whatever they please, But, if you have a society of rascals who are happy to stay in ignorance and who are being kept in ignorance, by the governments of the world, and they're corrupt, there's a lot of corruption, in society, then, who do you think they will elect? They will elect someone else who's a rascal just like them, who shares the same qualities, maybe, you know, first class rascal. So, you know, the fifth class, fourth class, third class rascals, they will elect a first class rascal. Oh, he's the best amongst rascals. Like that. He's perfect. Like that. So, you know, that is the problem with democracy. Now, opposed to that is the monarchical regime, or a monarch, a king. The king is said to be representative of the absolute personality of God because he is trained to acquire the qualities of God to protect the living beings. So here, the you know, big distinction is that rather than unqualified, untrained people electing another unqualified, untrained person to rule them, it's better that a person is trained from the very beginning of their life in the qualities of representing the personality of Godhead. Prabhupada says here these qualities: an ideal king, thoroughly trained by culture and devotional service with the martial spirit, makes a perfect king. So when we say, so trained by culture and devotional service, when Srila Prabhupada talks of training, he means that, you know, they're given instruction and then they practice it. Srila Prabhupada once mentioned that, you know, even referring to his own lectures, you know, he said, you know, that so many people come and lecture and then go away. It has no, it has very little value. But he was saying that, you know, I also didn't come and just lecture. I actually gave training. You know, that is a big difference. You know, so Srila Prabhupada lectured, and those lectures of Srila Prabhupada have immense effect, even more effect. I mean, they're potent transcendental sound vibration. Just to hear the sound vibration will have effect. But for Srila Prabhupada to give his association and to train devotees really solidifies the process like that. So here, you know, a proper king is actually trained. You know, they're educated in, they have an understanding of what must be done, and then they're actually trained to practice. And they have that spirit, they have that martial spirit. Martial spirit means that Kshatriya, the word chat means to protect from injury, or actually chat means injury. Kshatriya, to protect from injury. So a Kshatriya is one who protects one from being, you know, injured. So we see here that, you know, in verse 43 it says that when the regime, the monarchical regime, is abolished, so there are no Kshatriyas, trained to protect, to serve and protect, to serve the Lord and protect the citizens, the whole world becomes filled with thieves, who then at once vanquish the unprotected subjects like scattered lambs. So just like, you know, you have a shepherd, and they will, you know, take the lambs, you know, through the fields, and they will eat the green pastures, and he will watch out for the wolves, you know, like that. And if that shepherd is not there, the wolves get in among the flock, and they just scatter here and there, and then the pack of wolves, and, you know, we'll just pick them off easy. There's no problem. Yeah. Actually, that is our position. That is our position in Kali Yuga. That is what is happening to the citizens, you know, around the world. They've been, you know, just there's no protection. And they have been, thieves, murderers, thugs, rapists, so many different rascals are just, picking off the unprotected citizens of the world at that. So very, very dangerous situation in Kali Yuga. So, if you speak about a monarchical regime, usually you get a very bad reaction. I know I've spoken about different people, even my daughters, and you describe, it'd be good if there was a trained king. But as soon as you mention that word, king, queen, monarchy, people associate those terms with what they know of monarchy today. So, and most people just have a very condescending attitude of monarchy. They just think it's all another form of corruption, which it is. And why is that? Is because whether it be monarchy, or democracy or communism or this one or that one. The single feature is that no one is actually properly trained in the principles of Dharmasrama, and therefore, so even in a democracy, if there wasn't a monarchical regime, still, if someone was properly trained in the principles or the Kshatriya principles of how to protect and represent the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even within the system of democracy, there's a chance of a good rule. But that would depend upon, the difficulty is that in a democracy, it's very, very difficult to get an honest person elected. Because, if you have a population of rascals and corrupt people, and then Prabhupada was discussing this also about Balavanta, who was entering into politics. He said it's folly to be wise in a fool's paradise. It's dangerous that Devotee says. You shouldn't take intoxication, and you shouldn't eat meat, you shouldn't gamble, you shouldn't have illicit sex. And then all the citizens and all the politicians are thinking, well, hang on, we all do this. So, this person is a bit of a worry. So, therefore, it's possible, but therefore, in the Krishna consciousness movement, we are also, educating the mass of people. And intelligent people can come to the Krishna consciousness movement. And they can get trained up and understand, we are being kept in darkness. We have no real idea of the goal of life. And, we're thinking the goal of life is just to have, enjoy uncontrolled sense gratification with the mind and the senses. And this is leading us to hell. Better get trained up in Krishna consciousness. And there should be a good government who, represents the Supreme Lord and helps everyone within society to, not live like cats and dogs, but to be trained in Krishna consciousness. So then, as Srila Prabhupada points out, as he pointed out in Washington, was that then, those persons, they will refuse to elect some rascal into government. So if the mass of people are understanding what is proper. And then, their understanding will, this intoxication, illicit sex and gambling and meat eating, it's just, destroying, it's just, everyone is going to take birth in the lowest species of life or in a very suffering condition. No one will go back to the spiritual world. No one's thinking of God, properly at that. They will refuse to elect, and someone comes along and says, yes, I'm all for, more intoxication, more of this, more of that. They just, let's open up more slaughterhouses, bigger casinos. They won't elect them. So, two things here that the Krishna consciousness movement is doing gradually over time is, educating the people in general, so that, if there is democracy or this or that, that they will have some understanding of what is right and wrong, and have some, if they're going to have a say in leadership, they will have some good input because they've been trained. And at the same time, the Krishna consciousness movement can help to guide and train people to be kshatriyas, who are properly able to represent the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as a leader, king, president, what have you. So, Srila Prabhupada, therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, we see that Krishna describes there are four classes: the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, and the Sudras. And that, this is scientifically set out in the Bhagavad Gita. The Brahmanas, of course, are, the intellectuals who are meant to guide and advise society in such a way that people can become gradually elevated in their God consciousness, and at the same time be properly situated in according to their natural qualities and mode of work. So the Prabhupada mentions that the Brahmanas should be maintained by society just like a family maintains children. So it's very difficult to be a Brahmana in Kali Yuga. Very difficult. But it is possible. It is possible. It's becoming more and more possible, due to the ISKCON. And people are very surprised. People are very surprised when they meet the devotees and they see that they're engaged in, such staunch brahminical activities, in this day and age. And they have, people are having a lot of respect, for the devotees. It's very difficult, but ISKCON is creating that foundation. But society should actually maintain, the brahminical class, just as a family maintains their children. The kshatriyas, of course, should be trained in protecting the citizens. Some, as leaders, some as warriors. Srila Prabhupada gives the example that, his disciples are giving the example of Srila Prabhupada that, because everyone in Kali Yuga is basically Sudra, when they had the Vietnam War and they sent the Americans over to Vietnam, they were basically Sudras, they weren't Kshatriyas. So when they got there, there was a huge predominance of when the enemy came, many soldiers just ran in fear. And, they spent a huge amount of time completely intoxicated. They even used to use the rifles to smoke the, whatever the drugs they were smoking, through the butt like a chillum or whatever. And prostitution, hunting for prostitutes. You know, they didn't really, you know, there's so many. And of course, we see that when many soldiers come back from war, there's some statistic like, you know, 1 in 7, you know, something like that, that they just spend the rest of their life just completely, you know, unable to cope with life anymore because they've just, you know, because they're not Kshatriyas, they're untrained people, and they come back from war and they just depend upon the government because they have some mental disturbance. You know, that's, you know, they've just been so shocked and disturbed by what they've seen, and they're really untrained for it, that they just is very, very disturbing for them. Of course, in Prabhupada also, he gives the example also that when Sudras take government, then like Nixon, you know, Nixon is very famous because Nixon was, you know, a prominent leader of the world at that time, and he was dragged down because basically he had the qualities of a Sudra, and he was in the position of a leader, and therefore, you know, people, you know, you're nonsense, you know, we don't want you. Like, so people became, but, you know, the world is full of Nixon-like leaders. Basically, they elect them, they become disturbed with them because they're unqualified and untrained, they can't, they just create problems, and they drag them down, they put some other unqualified person like that. So, you know, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, therefore, you know, this Krishna consciousness movement, one item of this Krishna consciousness movement is to establish the Varnashram system whereby, you know, the general mass of people can be properly guided by a proper leader who represents the Supreme Lord and protects them and actually trains them in the goal of life, how to control the mind and senses and fix the mind upon the Supreme Lord, to go back to Godhead. And that, you know, again, if you mention the Varnashram system, you know, people also react in a very hostile way, because what they associate with the Varnashram system is the caste system that they have in India, which is the caste system means that according to one's birth, one is considered Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. So Srila Prabhupada, you know, was very, you know, strong to emphasize Krishna's statements in the Bhagavad Gita that birth is not mentioned. You know, the main feature, the main qualifications are one's natural qualities, and the work, then one has to work according to those qualities. That, he gives the example that to rebuke the caste system, that how is it possible someone can be just born a Brahmana? You know, it's like saying that, okay, in our society, some people will be born surgeons, you know, someone will be born an engineer, and, you know, in this family they'll be born professors in quantum physics, you know, like that. It's just a ridiculous proposition. So, if that training is there, then people will live, you know, peacefully and productively, and in that peaceful world, then it is also possible to have, you know, a program of Krishna consciousness like that. You know, people can be trained to, from the very beginning, not only to be properly situated in their work according to their, you know, natural qualities. Of course, this is for people situated on the material position. But still, everyone can also be trained, you know, to control the mind and senses, and to think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If they can do that, then practically, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, there's no bar from anyone, whether they be Sudras or lower or anything. All of them can go back to Godhead. You know, in this way, by helping people to, you know, fix their mind in Krishna consciousness. If that is not there, then, as Srila Prabhupada points out, what is the benefit in this life to become the prime minister? In the next life, and you know, there's big statues, so you see in many countries of the world, you have the prime minister, the president, they have big statues of them all over the place. And the next life, they're barking like a dog. You know, that is the society we have now. The people, you know, appear to be on some very elevated platform, and society appears to be making progress, but even the leader themselves, in the next birth, you know, if they've lived like a dog or a cat, they'll take birth amongst those. But if there is proper leadership, everyone can be engaged according to their natural propensity, then there'll be no scarcity. When there's a huge, drive for sense gratification, so that a few rascal leaders, can extract, thieve, as described here. You know, the leaders become thieves, they tax in any different way they can. People are unprotected, they get, you know, robbed on the streets and, you know, or robbed in their homes in so many different ways. So what was that point? If the people of the world are being robbed by the governments and by the rogues who flourish, people as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they will actually go to the forest. People will leave the cities, people will leave their homes. Yeah, the point was that the government, because of so much sense gratification, it's creating, so much scarcity in the world. That was the point. You know, that people are being, all the wealth of the world, instead of being utilized as the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, meant to be distributed to all the citizens of the world, it is being hoarded by a few extremely wealthy persons in a very selfish way, while so many people in the world suffer. They have no medical supplies, they have no, you know, water, they have no facility to do so many different things, just the very basics of life. So many people in this world do not have that as a direct result of, of godless management of this world. So if there is, a proper representative of the Supreme Lord, people can live in peace and prosperity. There'll be no scarcity. The main thing people need is not so much technology for sense gratification. They need food, they need clothes, and they need shelter over their heads. And that is very easily provided. But actually the governments of this world, they're not particularly interested to make sure everyone has food, clothing, shelter. They're more interested that I have $1 billion today, tomorrow I'll have $2 billion, and then, you know, there's this little stamp that I can put in my collection. It will cost me, you know, $3 million, and I can buy, you know, Michael Jackson's white glove for, you know, $500,000, and, you know, they don't care how many people will starve like that. So, this Krishna consciousness movement, as Srila Prabhupada points out, it's not a sectarian, sentimental, religious faith. You know, it is a scientific movement which actually represents the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is beneficial for every living entity on this planet. So though, you know, there is a lot of, preconceived ideas about the Varnashram, which they associate with casteism, preconceived ideas about a monarchical regime, which they associate with so many different corrupt political system. But it's actually, we have to understand these principles ourselves and then try to educate people in the, you know, the proper understanding of these features. So I'll just leave it there if anyone has any comments or questions.
I have seen a lot of people, they want to live meat, but they have no education. They think that where are they getting protein and B12? So they have to eat. So really, we have to teach them. The teaching, what Prabhupada is saying, is very, very important. Because they have no knowledge.
That's right.
Their parents, everybody are eating. Yeah. Their friends are eating. Their neighbors are eating. And they, sometimes they go to the doctor and they say, yes, you won't get protein. You want where we get the people. So very important to
people being purposely kept in ignorance about these things.
We won't get a very big dog, so yeah.
Because, you know, eating meat for the materialists means that they can bring so many people to the city and get them to engage in sense gratification, make a lot of money.
That's
from
right.
them. Whereas, you know, the people living a simple life, growing the, you know, agriculture, protecting the cows, it's harder to exploit them for sense gratification. So people are purposely being kept in ignorance. Yeah. That was a nice comment. Yeah.
You're describing that how we need to educate people, the mass of people. And the devotees, it can seem like a difficult task. Might be of the opinion that, you know, also considering that Kali Yuga, day by day,
Bhagavatam is not politics. This is a verse here. Prabhupada is, this is not politics. Well, you know, it's transcendental politics, but it says, according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is, you know, we follow strictly, the monarchical regime represents the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead. You know, so there's a lot of practical issues about that, but. You know, the, as Sureshwara mentioned when he was here, representing Prabhupada's position on the, according to the GBC, that, you know, it is one of the items, Prabhupada. So for us, what's difficult, you know, this is one of the first lessons in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, do your duty. Don't consider happiness or distress, loss or gain, victory or defeat, fame or infamy. You know, that's not for us to consider. You know, our only consideration is if Srila Prabhupada wants something, then we're his servant. That's it. We only have one consideration. The difficulty that may come, you know, is not our concern. So. And of course, you know, even with book distribution in Harinam, you know, you go out on the street, you sell books and do Harinam, and sometimes you go out there and, you know, people will try to kick you off the street and you won't sell any books. We don't care, you know. We do our duty. We try and do it to the best of our ability. We could apply that same philosophy to Harinam and selling books, that oh, it's too difficult, so, you know, we had a really rough day, so let's not go out. But our principle is, well, Prabhupada wants us to go out and do Harinam and book distribution. Prabhupada wants us to establish deities. So, you know, there have been some offshoots of the Krishna consciousness movement where they considered that, you know, deity worship is too difficult to maintain. You know, it costs a lot of money and you have to earn money and things like that. And they've started different movements. But, you know, that may be an easier way of life. So that's fine. But if we want to consider ourselves the followers of the Prabhupada, then if he wants us to establish deities, do book distribution and kirtan and establish, you know, Vanasram and, you know, train people in the Shastras and, you know, train people as Brahmas and what have you, no matter how difficult that is, you know, we just do that despite anything. And that's the instruction that Krishna gave to Arjuna, that, you know, you're considering so many difficulties and so many pros and cons, you just surrender unto me and do it. So, you know, we, as Prabhupada mentions, when you go out and, you know, if you preach to someone, so you give them the message in as nice as, you know, most expert way that you possibly can, that's it, your duty's done. It's up to them then, you know, whether they accept or not, but our duty is done. We don't get particularly disappointed that somebody didn't take, or, you know, what have you. You know, we just do our duty and fix our mind on Prabhupada and Krishna.